When you think about someone going from fame to obscurity, you might imagine a washed-up has-been. But when I sat down with Waitsburg Washington's claim to fame, it was obvious she turned that narrative on its head.
We ready?
Ready.
Reuben James, in my song you live again. And the phrases that I rhyme are just the footsteps out of time. All the time when I knew you, Reuben James.
This is Marquita Little Wolf, daughter of famous wrestler Chief Little Wolf and a 1970s Australian pop star.
When I was about 10 years old, you know, I had it in my blood. I caught the entertainment bug.
Little Wolf was a headliner by the time she was 16 years old. Though she had great success in Australia, America just wasn't ready for her.
I was too short. I spoke funny. I took American lessons so I could sound like you, and I practiced and practiced and practiced to talk American until my tongue was bleeding. I practiced so hard, and I could not do it. I couldn't do it. So I went and sold real estate in LA, and I was very good at it.
Little Wolf had great success in real estate too, but the Rodney King riots made her feel too unsafe to continue living in LA. She had always wanted to live in a tiny town, and she had some family in Walla Walla, Washington. But she thought Walla Walla was going to grow too big.
I opened up the map one day, and I drew my finger up the map, and I found Waitsburg. I said, well, how bad could it be? 1,250 people. And I was just going to lead a simple life. Grow vegetables, live off the land.
But simple isn't Little Wolf's style. She ran for city council and then for mayor, and managed to stay in office for 3 years. Little Wolf was the first female mayor and the first half-Native American mayor.
And after I was elected, the poor old white men walking around town, a lot of them looked like somebody had shot them in the guts. They were just devastated.
All of this is impressive, but most integral to Little Wolf's story is the fact that she fell in love and married local lawyer Michael Hubbard.
I'd seen a man before, but this one, I'd never seen one like it. Big bear of a man. Beautiful tailored suit, tie, and cowboy boots.
The chemistry and happiness between the couple is obvious to everyone, including the owner of the Waitsburg Times, Lane Gwynn.
They're a great couple, and he is a lucky, lucky man. He really is, because she is just an amazing cook, and she just puts him on a pedestal. It's just lovely.
Fresh coffee, honey.
Thank you.
All right.
They're coming up on their 25th wedding anniversary and plan to renew their vows in the same church they were originally married in.
I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James. I don't think I would have remembered those lyrics.